to please me. Please me, baby.
Hey, Mr. Davis, how you doing there?
Yeah, I'm fine. How you feel?
How you back my place yet?
Oh, this is crazy. This is saying something, man.
But, man, I had some trouble in my bar.
What happened?
I had to throw one of my best friends out of here.
Your best friend?
You know why it is.
Yeah.
Man, he came in here and set the bar and didn't pay my drink.
Well, you didn't hold it pretty tight, ain't you?
Yeah, the money problem broke us up.
And here he comes to the door again.
What? Yes, it's me and I'm back again. This is a public place and I cover my taxpaying family. All my people pay taxes, my father paid taxes, my father before my father paid taxes, and I'm from a taxi waxing family. Hey, look here, give everybody some Cadillac Curb wine. Get that little girl down on the end some Cadillac Curb wine.
Give me some Cadillac Club.
Hey, wait a minute, I don't want you drinking and tasting going on. When you start drinking, you get all foolish in the head, wanna fight.
You know one thing? I don't like you anyway.
The feeling is neutral.
Just because you left me that party last Saturday night.
What party?
You know that party down there between Hastings and that wine.
Oh, that party.
Man, the next morning I woke up, my arm was in the cast, and my leg in a sling, and the doctor told me I smelled like I was baptized in sweet red wine.
Oh, man, I had to cut you loose. Well, look here, did we go to that party together? Yeah, but I still had the noose. Man, I couldn't stand all them little girls in there doing the hurly-gurly, the Madison, the shimmin' can on, and that little girl doing that slop or something else.
Yeah?
And let me tell you something, Luce ain't never drank no wine like that before.
What kind of wine was that?
You know, B&T.
B&T?
Block and tackle. You drink two drinks, you walk two blocks, and it makes you tackle anything.
Oh, that's what happened to me.
Lucy, that ain't what happened to you, man. The last time I seen you, you in the back room balling with two girls.
Old nature boy, that was me, all right.
Man, you had short, fat, fatty, and long leg. Listen.
Ah, party guy.
I seen you go over and fix the short D&T and give it a short, fat, fatty.
Ladies, man.
And then you walked over and fixed the long D&T and gave the long leg. Listen.
Yeah.
Woo! And boo, that's when you got dizzy.
Dizzy?
Man, you jumped up in the middle of the floor. You say, I feel so high, I feel like I could jump out the third story window, make a U-turn and fly back in again. And you know what, Lucy?
What's that?
But that's when you did all right in the third turn, but on your way back, you lost altitude.
Fool, how come you didn't stop me?
Man, you looked so good in the turn, and I was so high, I thought you could make it.
You see that? The last of the big-time spinners. You is the last. You ain't no friend of mine.
You ain't tied, you tied yourself, baby.
My baby found your place to go. Hangs around town at the club of go-go. Takes all my money for the picture show. But I know she spends at the club of go-go.
Let's go, baby.
Spots in town. If you take too much, though, it's bound to get you down. She's got a boyfriend they call Big Joe. He's a big shot at the club of go-go.
Baby! Come on, let's go! Let's go, baby! Yeah! Now they play the blues every day and every night. Everybody monkeys and the beat on. Let's go, baby! Oh, let's go! Come on! It's all right, it's all right, it's all right!
Soul, bottle soul, baby. It's all right,
him up there.
Jimmy Reed, too, baby. 7:05 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right. I got that legal ID in. Oh, yeah. These are the Desperate Hours. And we're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Just heard the Animals. And the B-side to Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, Club A-Go-Go. Speaking of which, Club Linehan A-Go-Go will be playing at the Cantab tonight. Their set is around 9 o'clock. Guitarist and vocalist MJ Quirk is celebrating the big 5-0, so head on over there. Have some cake. Actually, I'm going tonight. So anyway, maybe I'll let you buy me a drink. Before that, you just heard Winehead Willie and Sweet Lucy Brown do Last of the Big Time Spenders Part 2. I have no idea when that was originally released, but I got off a compilation, T-Bird Party. No idea. There's no label on it or anything. I mean, I think it is the Lido label. No idea when it was released. For that, Jimmy Clanton and the B-side to Just a Dream and You Aim to Please came out in 1958 on the Ace label. Before that, Terry Dean did I'm Confessing That I Love You. Originally released on the Laurel label in 1959, it got as high as 107 in June of 1959. I got off a compilation, Bubbling Under, the American Charts, 1959 and 63. It's a three CD set. I really, really, really like it. And if you have a chance to get it, you should get it. And we kicked off the set by request for Winthrop and the Jefferson Airplane, featuring their original vocalist, Cindy Anderson, and off the Jefferson Airplane Takes Off LP, Chauffeur Blues. And that was going out by request for Winthrop Richard. You know, I say, get stuff I get. I gotta go nuts going after, but it expands my musical knowledge. And sometimes worse when I know exactly where what it's on, what album it's on, I can't find the stupid album. Anyway. Coming up in about 53 minutes is going to be the lounge. Danny's here. Evan's here. Don't know about Stephanie. That's Stephanie. I don't know, a little minx. She'll come. She wants me to go, hi. Anyway, let's see. Let's kick it off with something from the Land of Oz, Down Under. And then this week's song that everybody knows and much, much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Next door.
Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Sanity. Miss Lucy said, won't you cut across, shorty, shorty, cut across. You know it's you that I want to wed. It's you that I want to wed, love. And Bob, all it's you I want to wed.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
As I do, there's a Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right. I'm explaining away this first set of the second hour. Coming up in about 32 minutes is going to be the lounge. Don't leave myself much time, but I carried away. I couldn't find the request that had come in a couple of minutes ago. Hey, one out of three, it's 333. In baseball, it's fantastic. Anyway, just heard The Trip and a demo that landed on the compilation Battle of the Garages Volume 2. Came out in 1984 on Vox and Stick Like Glue. Before that, The Twilights did It Couldn't Be True. I got off the compilation Nobody to Love. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Originally released, well, self-released in 1967. And then before that, before he did Dinner Theater and Cabaret, Rod Stewart, actually the rock and roll artist, and channeling Eddie Cochran, cut across Shorty with Martin Quittenden and Ronnie Wood in guitars. Kenny Jones on drums, yes. From the LP Gasoline Alley, came out in 1970 on Mercury. I found that in the trash. I had the cassette from when I was in high school. I found the album, the LP, in the trash. It plays perfectly, like in 1982. Anyway, outside my apartment house. Anyway, before that, 10 years after, with this week's song that everybody knows, and you know, everything goes for a full circle. I'd Love to Change the World, from the LP A Space and Time, from the soundtrack of my adolescence. That album came out in 1971 on Columbia. And then we kicked off the set with Barrington Davis from Down Under, on the Down Under label, 1966, and Complicated Riddle. We're off the compilation of Hopes and Dreams and Tombstones. There's a whole bunch of Australian pop and garage rock. Came out in 2002 on Big Beat. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. If you want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. If I can't find it, I'll look for it. So if you request something, I hate when that happens. But anyway, if you want to make an ID or a bumper for the Desperate Hours and be the darling of handfuls and handfuls of people around the planet, you can make it. Just got to mention Alex, WMFO, and Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. And then you can email the WAV or MP3 to my attention at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on social media, and you know you are, go over to the Desperate Hours Facebook page, Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, and like it, because it was a Desperate Hours movie. One was awesome, one of Humphrey Bogart's last films. One, not so good. But anyway, let's get back into it. Officially past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. I'm going to play something from this century to kick off this set. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Yes, we know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Oh, yes, we know the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane.
Oh, have you seen the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man?
Oh, yes, we've seen the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane.
6'2" of black beauty. She handles a car like a gun. She handles a gun like a man. And she handles a man like Cleopatra. Cleopatra Jones. She's hunting for the head of the most vicious crime syndicate ever conceived. Shelley Winters, Ms. Big.
I'll take care of Cleopatra Jones.
And Cleopatra Jones is gonna put her on a permanent diet. Tamara Dotson is Cleopatra Jones. She drives a custom vet, wears clothes by St. Angelo, and is a connoisseur of freedom and fine men. Cleopatra Jones, with Bernie Casey, and music by Joe Simon and Billy Jackson. From Warner Brothers, rated PG.
Why don't you say?
Say you love me.
My heart is breaking. This love is forsaking. And I feel so downhearted since you and I have parted.
Forty-five Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, just heard the Duques, a track originally released on the Jerry O label 1964. Say You Love Me. I got off the compilation Whip, Wobble, and Grind. For that, the Kinetics did Put Your Lovin' on Me. I got off the compilation, Let's Dig 'Em Up, Volume 3, originally released on the Nashville label in 1967. For that, Ann Lloyd and the Sandpipers did The Muffin Man, an EP. You probably find them at every yard sale for like a dime or a nickel or whatever. That's about all it's worth. It was a golden record put out around 1950, but I'm sure it was reissued well into the 70s. Before that, the Accents did I Want Your Love, originally released on the Panorama label in 1965. I got off a compilation, Northwest Battle of the Bands, Volume 3. Came out about 14 years ago now, on Ace. And then we kicked it off with the Black Lips from 2005. The In the Red LP, Let It Bloom, and Not a Problem. Anyway, coming up in about 14 minutes, it's going to be a lounge with Danny, Evan, Stephanie, and a cast of thousands. I swear, it's like a DeMille biblical epic. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Sugar Shack and Go-Go where the action is.
the sugar shack and go where the action is. Well, everybody there does the London twist. You can watch some pretty girls shake their hips. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Go-go. Wow. To the sugar shack and go where the action is. Shack and go go where the action is. Hey, go go. Hey, go go. Hey, go go. Hey, go go. I go go. Wow. To the sugar shack and go go where the action is.
Then you start lying. Well, now you've got another and you've left me crying. So why am I alone? Why am I alone? Why, oh, why am I all alone? Why, oh, why am I so alone? Wow! Thank you.
7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never were from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I am the host that takes you on this forced march each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me tell you, let me explain away this last set of the evening. Just heard the original Surfaris, a previously unreleased track that you can find on the compilation Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 1, Big Noise from Waimea, and Exotic. Before that, the Chobe did. Why Am I Alone? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I got to use deodorant. Anyway, that was off the compilation. Things been bad. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. And it was originally released on the QQ label. It should have had a different number of Qs. Anyway, in 1966. Before that, the Children of Darkness did Sugar Shack, a go-go. I got off the compilation Hipville Volume 2. It was originally released on the Royce label in 1966. Before that, the Mad Lads. Something unreleased. They were from Ireland. I got off a compilation. Belfast Beat Maritime Blues came out in 97 on the Ace label. Anyway, the lounge. Frankie's here. Evan's here. Danny's here. Where's Stephanie? Anyway, my name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. Y'all take care.